Chapter 1. May 1824. London. Captain Robert Frobisher strolled at his ease along Park Lane, his gaze on the rippling green canopies of the massive trees in Hyde Park. He'd steered his ship, the Trident, up the Thames on the previous evening's tide. They'd moored at Frobisher and Son's berth in St. Catherine's Dock, and after he'd dealt with all the associated palaver, it had been too late to call on anyone. This morning, he'd dutifully gone into the company office in Burr Street. As soon as the customary formalities had been completed and the bulk of his crew released for the day, he'd jumped into a hackney and headed for Mayfair. But rather than driving directly to his brother Declan's house, he'd had the Jarvey let him down at the end of Piccadilly, so that he could take a few minutes to drink in the green. He'd spent so much of his life looking at the sea, being reminded of the beauties of land was no bad thing. A self-deprecating smile curving his lips, he turned the corner into Stanhope Street. Barely 10 o'clock was an unfashionably early hour at which to call at a gentleman's residence, but he felt sure his brother and his brother's new wife, the lovely Edwina, would welcome him with open arms. The morning was fine, if a touch crisp, with the sun intermittently screened by grey clouds scudding across the pale sky. Declan and Edwina resided at number 26. Looking down the street, Robert saw a black carriage pulled up by the curb farther along. Premonition swept cool fingers across his nape. Early as it was, there was no other conveyance waiting in the short residential street. As he continued strolling, idly swinging his cane, a footman perched on the rear of the carriage saw him. Instantly, the footman leapt down to the pavement and moved to open the carriage door. Increasingly intrigued, Robert watched, wondering who would descend. Apparently, he wouldn't need to check the house numbers to discover which house was his goal. The gentleman who, with languid grace, stepped out of the carriage and straightened was as tall as Robert, as broad-shouldered and lean. Sable hair framed a face the features of which screamed his station. Wolverstone. More precisely, His Grace the Duke of Wolverstone, known in the past as Dalziel. Given Wolverstone was plainly waiting to waylay and speak with him, Robert surmised that Wolverstone's status as commander of British agents outside the Isles had, at least temporarily, been restored. Robert's cynical, world-weary side wasn't all that surprised to see the man. But the gentleman who, much less elegantly, followed Wolverstone from the carriage was unexpected. Portly and very precisely attired, with a fussy, somewhat prim air, the man tugged his waistcoat into place and fiddled with his fob chain. From long experience of the breed, Robert pegged him as a politician. Along with Wolverstone, the man turned to face Robert. As Robert neared, Wolverstone nodded.
"Frobisher."
He held out his hand. Robert transferred his cane to his other hand. Returning the nod, he grasped Wolverstone's hand, then shifted his gaze to Wolverstone's companion. Releasing Robert, Wolverstone waved gracefully.
"Allow me to present Viscount Melville, First Lord of the Admiralty."
Robert managed not to raise his brows. He inclined his head. "Melville. What the devil's afoot?" Melville curtly nodded back, then drew in a portentous breath.
"Captain Frobisher?"
"Perhaps," Wolverstone smoothly interjected, "we should adjourn inside."
His dark eyes met Robert's gaze.
"Your brother won't be surprised to see us, but in deference to Lady Edwina, we thought it best to await your arrival in the carriage."
The notion that consideration of Edwina's possible reaction held the power to influence Wolverstone